Good Saturday morning. I thought I would record a little questionnaire to celebrate having 100, well, more than 100 now. I'm kind of late. Having 100 followers. I didn't start. Oh, loud noises. I have guests over, so I'm trying to do this quickly in the morning when no one will notice. But I didn't start this to get a lot of followers or subs or whatever, but I just started to do this for fun and for expression, and I'm really glad a lot of people like it. But yeah, I hope you can excuse my quiet voice because it's still like the morning and I have guests over and stuff. So anyway, let's get started. This is Petal's 5th questionnaire. By Petal Baby. Thank you. And the first question is, what is your love language? My love language order, I think it was physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service. It was physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, and gifts. The first time I took it was a while ago, for like a student thing back when I was in school. And I was kind of embarrassed that like my first thing was physical touch, because like, yeah, I don't know, it's kind of embarrassing, I suppose, but, yeah. So, number 2 is, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? I guess I am kinky, but I don't, as most of you probably already know, I'm not very sexually experienced, from my PTA that I did, but as far as, like, kink stuff, I guess I realized that I really like to please. No matter what that kind of means, it's just like, I don't know, the best feeling in the world. one time, I have been kissed before, I have kissed people before, and one time I kissed this guy's neck, and he made this, like, little shivery noise, and I don't know why, I think that just, like, it was the best thing ever to me. And after that I was like, I want to make that again and again and again. And I guess that's how I kind of figured out that I really like to please. I'm just that kind of person, I guess. Okay. What do you wear to bed? I typically wear a really big shirt. And then if it's the summer, I don't wear pants. But if it's colder, I'll wear shorts, and then in the winter, I'll wear pants. But always a really, really big shirt that's probably, like, I don't know, like some unisex guy shirt, because it needs to be extra cozy. I've got one, like, long sleeve button down shirt. Like, it's got 3 buttons at the top that I love. But anyway, yeah. Where are you answering this questionnaire? I am answering this questionnaire from my bedroom, on my bed, which is typically how I record. What is your favorite kind of soup? My favorite kind of soup? This is a hard question. I'm trying to think. Maybe it sounds lame, but I'm into a really good chicken noodle. Like, chicken noodle soup, when it's not, like, too salty, is super good. How do you pronounce the word, it's like a list of words. How do you pronounce the word, caramel? How about, data, I think I call them both, route, pecan? I know it's gonna make some people mad. People are intense about pecan, but I say pecan. Aunt, envelope, pajamas, and crayon. Would you say crayon differently? Crayon? a crayon. I suppose, like, if you're British, you might go a crayon. Number 7, would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? I'm gonna say no, because I honestly don't know how to make my... this is gonna sound really bad for me being, like, a GWA contributor. I don't know how to make myself, like, come on command. Like, it just kind of happens. Like, it feels really good, don't get me wrong. Like, really, really good. But sometimes I just kind of stumble upon it. It's not, like, intentional. So I feel like if I slept with myself, I'd be really frustrating. Plus, like, then I know exactly what I look like, and I feel like that's a horror that no one should have to go through. 8. Say your partner or potential SO is well-versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? I'm, like, really into books. So, I feel like anybody... Oh, there goes a plane. This is unedited time of night. I'm really into books, so I feel like anyone that knows a lot of things about books themselves or reads a lot of books is really interesting to me. I also really like artistic things, whether that's, like, musical art, like music, or drawing, or painting, or anything. Just being passionate about, like, something is really, really interesting and attractive to me, I guess. So, I guess if it was a certain subject, though, I would say about books. Like, if he's really into, like, libraries and stuff, we could go on, like, library dates. Dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? Well, I am not that old, so I would say too young would be 18. because that would be younger. Well, it would be younger than me, obviously, but you must be legal, of course. but I think for too old, I don't know, maybe like 10 years older than me is like my cap. I mean, I have family members that are married to people that are 10 years older than them, and they work just fine, so it really doesn't matter too much to me, but I don't know. I'm in the weird stage where I feel like guys my age don't really know. They're still in their growing phase, let's say that. So I'm not that committed to relationships at the moment, but does that sound bad? I hope that doesn't sound bad. So I might go for, if I was gonna date now, I might go for someone, like, a little older, but honestly, I'm not that bothered about it. Number 10, has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else? A celebrity, a cartoon character, anything else? No. Unfortunately, I feel like I always sound like I have a cold, to myself, but, nope. 11, how old do you think your listeners think you are? I don't know. They probably think I'm, like, when I, like, talk with my head voice like this, and I use my, like, normal voice, I probably sound, like, really young, like, maybe 20, ish. 19, 20. but when I talk with my chest voice like this, and then I probably sound like, I don't know, 22, 20, 24, older. I don't know. Hopefully not. I mean, I guess it's pretty close to, like, my own age, so. Number 12, are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food you like that most other people don't? I will absolutely not eat coconut. I also kind of don't like the smell, but I've kind of adapted. But coconut has a weird texture. I'm big on, like, texture in foods. Is there a food that I like that most other people don't? I don't think so. I'm pretty common. I'm not like a toter of the pineapple pizza or anything like controversial for food choices, but I don't like I'll eat blueberries, but I didn't like them a lot growing up. This is gonna sound lame, but I used to complain to my parents when they tried to give them to me. I'd say like they taste like old people's skin. Not that I knew what old people's skin tastes like, but that's what I would say. So yeah, coconut and blueberries, not a fan. Number 13, is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? I'm really into learning about Asian cultures because I honestly feel like we're very, I don't know, we're kind of isolated from the rest of the world, and I've been abroad before, not in Asia, but I really realized that the world is a lot bigger than just, you know, your neighborhood. And I feel like we know the least about Asian culture sometimes. And so I'm really into like Korean culture and Japanese culture, and like learning about that is pretty cool. And yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Number 14, can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? I think I'm one of those people that like, I fall in love a little bit with like everyone. So I don't think I'll not fall in love. But if you mean like being loved in return, I feel like I could. I mean, I've gone this long. It sounds bad. People like me. It's just timing hasn't worked out, but I think I could. I mean, it would be sad, sort of, but I could. There's a lot of other things to love in life other than other people, so, you know. 15, do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Blue skies all day. I would rather have a blue sky forever than ever go gray. I like clouds, even like gray clouds, but I don't like blank gray skies. They make me sad. What were your favorite shows as a child? The first thing that came to my mind was like when I was really little was like Out of the Box. Oh, and then like Static Shock and Blue's Clues and like Cartoon Kids Next Door was like a thing I used to watch all the time, I suppose. I don't know. And then of course like Disney. I watched a ton of Disney. And yeah. What is your favorite protein? Meat, or if you're vegan, it'd be beans, soy, etc. I really like steak, I suppose. Like, steak is really good when you have it. Although I don't have steak too often. But yeah, I'd say I'm partial to steak. Hello, birds. Are you interested in true crime? Like, true crime like the TV show, or like true crime like true crime? I'm gonna say no, but I don't mind like watching like NCIS or that sort of stuff. 19, what are your hard limits sexually? I feel like, I don't want to share, as in like, oh gosh, as in like, I don't want to do any like poly sort of stuff, like threesome stuff. Like, we can definitely use it as an element of like fantasy in our play, but like when you're mine, you're like mine. And I know that's kind of selfish, but I don't know, I'm selfish. That's just how I am. Hopefully, if I do end up with someone, they will just want me. And I don't mind like pretending or playing around or whatever, but at the end of the day, I want you to be with me and nobody else. And that's what makes it our relationship and not just like everyone's relationship, I guess. I don't know. But that's like a hard limit. I don't know because I haven't done it much yet how I feel about like spanking stuff. I find it really hot sometimes, and then also sometimes I find it really scary. But I think it's probably more of a trust thing than anything, so I wouldn't call that a hard limit, but for 20, do you like reality television? I do and I don't. I'll watch it because it's like mindless and it's great. But I also don't like it because it makes you get absorbed in literally judging other people's lives. But 21, what do you think of pegging? I don't mind it. Like I said earlier, I'm kind of a people pleaser, so if that's what you want, that's probably what you're gonna get. Which, I don't know. I don't find it, weird at all. I just want to please, you in any way you want, and I will do that, except maybe, strange things, pooping on you or whatever. I won't do that. Those are, I guess, another hard limit. But yeah, pegging, totally hot, totally fine. 22. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or relationships versus how kids do it? Is there a difference? I feel like most of the time with younger guys, they tend to beat around the bush, or they're hey ma, you want to go out sometime? Which is no, I don't. And then also older guys are just hey, you want to come over to my apartment? or they're just oh, hey, how you feeling today? Are you having a good day? Which is, they're either totally vague or way too direct. And I don't know what I want. And honestly, that's why I'm just don't ask me, because I don't know. 23, do you like raw onions in your food? Sure. I mean, they go on burgers and stuff, don't they? I like caramelized onions more, but I'll eat them. 24, can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? No. No, that's so weird. No, I cannot. 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a bit, or not touching at all? Probably depending on how hot it is. If it's hot, I'm gonna be let's put out a fan. And maybe don't touch me. But for the most part, I think cuddling is nice. I mean, even a little bit. So I would say probably prefer full on, I guess. 26. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? I do shop at Costco because I like meal prep stuff, sometimes. 27. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? Medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, fucking a 50-foot tall woman, etc. I fantasize about plenty of things that can't happen. As some of you know, I have a lot of princess fantasies. which probably is something psychological. I don't know. I like the idea of being your princess, which is so dumb. And I would only share with you guys, but, beyond that, I don't know. I feel like being super small would be a fantasy, I suppose, but of course that wouldn't happen in real life. What else kind of fantasy stuff, magical stuff, I don't know, hentai shit would probably fall into that category. That, you don't, that wouldn't happen, but you kind of find semi-hot. Anyway, I feel like that's enough of that. 28, what's a fashion trend of your youth? fashion trend of your youth, oh, that you find absolutely atrocious now. Sagging pants bother me. Wear a belt. Like, just wear a belt. Like when you have to pull up your pants every 5 steps, you've lost all attractiveness. You just look so funny. I don't know. So sagging pants were like a trend. 29, what is your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. I think that I really like Australian and British accents, but like, as there was a thread previously, there's like a ton of different British accents. So I don't know, Londoners. I've been to London and I really find their accents charming, but I also like Australian accents and really most accents, as long as I can understand. Oh, the birds are coming in full now. I bet you can hear them in the background. As long as I can understand what you're saying, it's probably hot to me that you have an accent. Honestly, I guess, I suppose if you're looking at it in a not, you know, what's it called, ethnocentric way, I have an accent. So as long as you're talking to me and I get it, you're probably pretty hot. Please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. I'm really into like boy next door kind of voices. I don't know, you're like kind of the geeky charm voice. I don't know, those are the kind of things I like, but I also don't mind like manly deep rumbly voices. Oh, here comes the plane. I'll edit this part out. Okay, so number 30, do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I flirt back sometimes. I'm pretty shy, so if you make like a really like, I don't know, nah, like I'll flirt back. I think it's fun to flirt back. That's kind of the point. sometimes I'll just say thank you. And hopefully you know that both of those things just mean thank you. 31, do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? Nope. I'm kind of partial to pet names, actually. I like them. So if you call me Knight or Nighty Knight or Light or any of those variations, I like it. 32, we're getting to the end here. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? I really like eyes and like eyebrows, I suppose. So if you have like really well-groomed eyebrows or whatever, that's kind of attractive. I also just think that like hands are really sexy. I don't know, that might seem weird, but there's just something about like hands. But honestly, I'm attracted to a wide variety of people, so you don't need to have like a certain look about you. I'm more attracted to people's minds than anything, which makes me sound like, oh, I'm so cool, I'm attracted to people's minds. But it's kind of true. 33, can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about your fingers and toes? Yes. Or no, I suppose, because I would have to have 0 fingers. Man, this has turned really sad. Hopefully, the last question's not so sad. 34. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? I have. I have, and he's great. You guys probably already know I'm really a big fan of You, They Called Him Quiet. I've been a big fan for a long time. Actually, he was one of the first people I listened to when I came to GWA, and I was really dumb, and I didn't know that he was, like, posting regularly. I didn't know how to follow. I was so, so new to Reddit. I just kind of, like, thought he was on a hiatus. But I listened to a lot of his works then, and then about almost a year later, I got more involved on GWA and noticed him again, and yeah, and then I got to talk to him, and he's just like the sweetest. So I am one of the very lucky few who have been able to talk to them. It's great. And that wraps up our little questionnaire. And it's kind of long, so if you stuck around for the entire thing, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'm really glad that I get to hang out with you guys every once in a while when I decide to post. I'm gonna be a little bit busier, or maybe a lot bit busier, in the upcoming months, but I hope to keep contributing, and yeah, have a great day. Bye-bye.